with Bad Habits. And now, as I said, Matt is here for us to play What's Hot This Week.
Okay.
So Matt has been given no briefing on this. No, so he's not quite sure what he's doing. I offered it to him, but he kind of wanted it to be a surprise, I think.
Well, I'm doing the same for when you're coming on mine in like half, like, you know, yeah, less than an hour, so I thought I'd better return the favour.
So what I'm going to do, Matt, is I'm going to say to you a headline of What's Hot This Week.
I'm trying not to look at that sheet you've just got.
It's okay.
There.
the answers aren't here. It's all
okay.
Good. I've got them hidden.
Right.
So you have to say whether you think they are hot this week, i.e. they're true, or they are not hot this week, i.e. they are false.
Yeah. Okay. So basically it's true or false, but with hot or not hot.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Okay, so are you ready for your first one?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian buys giant reptile center after posing with live snake and claiming to fall in love.
Oof. Things with Kim Kardashian, you can never tell what that woman's going to do next.
Yeah.
I'm going to say not hot.
Okay. So why are you thinking not hot?
I think it might be just a bit too ridiculous. It sounds like, you know, it sounds like the principle's there, but I don't think she'd go that far.
Okay. You are correct.
Yes.
Not hot. Kim Kardashian didn't buy a giant reptile center, although she probably has posed with a live snake. Come on, she's probably posed with a lot of things with little clothes on.
I didn't notice. You know, Prince died a few days ago, very tragically. He once kicked Kim Kardashian off stage.
Wow,
she properly booted her off stage.
Wow, good for him.
Exactly. There
good
we go.
For him.
While we're on the
why
subject,
why was she on his stage?
I haven't read the article, but basically, her being kicked off by him is just gold.
That's excellent. Why was she there anyway?
I've no idea. Let's carry on.
Okay, so our next what's hot this week? Myleene Klass blasted after releasing giant rat eating crab in London.
That's brilliant. I'm gonna say hot because I so want this to be true.
You're saying hot?
Yeah.
Okay. I can reveal that it is hot.
Yes.
Yes, I have the article here. I have it here with me.
Oh,
Myleene Klass has been blasted after claiming to have released a rat-eating crab in
Hampstead,
East London.
This happened.
The presenter revealed that she found the crustacean, believed to be a coconut crab, in her suitcase after returning from a trip on the Pacific island of Mog Mog.
Yes.
She told reporters, "I don't know if someone packed this,
love it,
but in my bag when I got home was a giant crab."
Excellent.
So she just released it in London and probably ruined the whole ecosystem.
Thank you, world, for making that happen. That's fantastic.
A crab on the loose in London, probably eating all of our foxes and all of our everything. A giant crab at that.
Just try to imagine a giant crab. Scuttle, scuttle, scuttle,
a
scuttle.
Rat-eating crab. So it might not be a bad thing.
There are loads
of
horror movies about giant spiders. No one for a giant crab. There's an idea.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Anyway, next.
Next one. Selena Gomez reveals she drinks pickle juice, but Monster Munch almost made her throw up.
I think I've heard something about this, so I'm going to say hot.
You're saying hot.
I'm saying hot. There's been a lot of strange stories about Selena Gomez's habits recently, and I think
that might be
one of them.
And just celebrities in general with all their juices and their weird foods.
Yes.
You know, it's all a bit...
She's got to keep the figure up, though, hasn't she? She looks amazing in that last video of hers, by the way.
Yeah, with pickle juice, though, do you think?
I don't know if that's necessary, but yeah. Anyway, and the answer is...
You are correct.
Yes,
it
two out
hot.
Of three.
It is. She does drink pickle juice. She says that when she goes to the cinema, instead of taking a Coke and popcorn, she takes a jar of pickle juice.
Mm. So she was there watching Star Wars?
Yeah, she could well have been, yeah.
Right, next.
Okay, next one. Justin Bieber moonies local police van from his 20 grand limo.
He has certainly... He's been in the news again for doing something fairly stupid. I don't think it was that, though.
He does make a habit of doing stupid things, doesn't he?
I think he's growing up. We all do stupid things when we're growing up, let's be honest. I won't list any stupid some of the things I've done on the radio, but I'm going to say not hot, because I think he's been in trouble, but not for that.
Okay. He's moonying the local police van. Don't know if it's very Justin Bieber style, is it?
Not really.
You are correct.
Yes, four out of five.
You've got four out of four at the moment.
No, I got the first one wrong, didn't I?
No.
I know, I got it right. Four out of four, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So Justin Bieber didn't moony anyone. Well, he might have, but he didn't moony the local police van from a 20 grand limo. I love how he didn't question the 20 grand limo. Like, of course he's got a 20 grand limo. Of course.
Of course Justin Bieber has a 20 grand limo.
That's going to be true.
Yeah, he could probably afford to buy one of those every day.
Okay, the next one. Pamela Anderson thinks her dog committed suicide because he didn't like her ex.
That's, I shouldn't laugh, but that's also kind of, oh. Pamela Anderson's just been confirmed in a new Baywatch film, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to make a cameo appearance,
I'd be shocked if she wasn't.
Yeah, I think the very is cameo appearance. But to the question, I think it's a, I'm going to say not hot, because I think, how would you know the dogs committed suicide because of your ex? Like, how would you know?
How would you know?
Unless Pamela, unless Pamela Anderson's secret superpower is that she can talk to dogs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say not hot.
Well, Matt, that one is in fact hot.
Oh, I got one wrong so far.
Pamela Anderson did claim that her dog committed suicide because he didn't like her ex.
I shouldn't really laugh at that, but it's also quite
what
weird.
What is she on?
I don't know. Oh. Well, how does that make the new boyfriend feel? That's just like, it's like crazy lady with a crazy dog.
Beware of the dog for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it's not like Churchill's going to turn up and go, oh yeah.
Right, last one now, Matt.
Oh, ready? One wrong so far. Let's see what we can do.
Leonardo DiCaprio breaks down in US supermarket due to stock shortage of aged cashew and hemp seed cheese.
That's brilliant. Can I just say it's really weird to now live in the world where Leonardo DiCaprio has an Oscar? Does anyone else just find it really weird?
Oh, it's been a long time coming.
Does anyone else just find it strange we live in a world where that's now possible, though?
Well, why wouldn't it be possible?
Well, it's just like, it's a bit like, I don't know, it's just something that you never expected to happen. Because you just thought it was going to be a long-running joke for like the whole of his life.
Yeah.
That he never won an Oscar. I just find it weird we now live in a world where he now has an Oscar to his name.
I did actually think, I wonder if he's won this Oscar just because everyone's been saying he should have won the Oscar.
To be fair, considering who he was up against, if he had lost to any of those guys, there would have been a riot.
Yeah, there would have been an absolute ruckus.
I don't want to be too critical, but others in that category were not great. They really weren't. Not compared to
I think he definitely deserved the crown on
but,
that one.
Yeah, I haven't watched The Revenant in full, but just watching the clips of him going through all that torture, just he deserves every award in the book, quite frankly, for that.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one either, actually. Yeah. That's the one with all the bears.
But anyway, to
it?
The question in mind,
yeah.
I'm going to say...
Do you think he's an avid cheese lover and he got upset at the shortage of cheese?
I think he does have some very weird habits, so I'm going to say hot.
You're going to say hot?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's actually not hot.
Oh, 4 out of 6. I got more than
I'm
half
very,
right.
Very proud of myself because I came up with this one and it's obviously very convincing.
Well, it just like, you know, considering what we've seen him in The Revenant, him going crazy, perhaps we now
it
know what
It could be
that,
possible.
It's possible. You can. There's a comedy sketch in that somewhere.
Yeah.
American chat show needs to get on that idea.
Yeah. So no, he didn't break down in the supermarket due to a shortage of aged cashew and hemp seed cheese. Which I didn't know that was a cheese that existed. It sounds quite nice, to be honest.
Oh.
Quick Google last night told me that one.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much, Matt.
No problem. You're coming back on my show later to play another quiz.
I am. I don't know what is in store for me. I was saying at the pub last night to Matt, please tell me what you're going to ask me because I'm starting to panic now and I need to prepare.
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
I can tell you now it's going to be called History or Fantasy. That's the name of the quiz.
History or fantasy?
So,
very interesting.
You'll learn more later when Chris Roberts turns up.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
Okay, playing some Aluna George for you now.